Okay, so we're going back. So Benyamin says that Pirkei Avos goes together with this for the reason. What's the reason? Because both of these teach us Mirei de Chassidus. They both teach us how to get to righteousness, right? And even though Vafa Pishigam Ken Amru Likai Mirei de Brochas, it says that if you want to be a Chassid, you keep the words of Brochas. So there's three ways: Nezikin, that's Ben Adam Lechavero; Pirkei Avos, which is also Ben Adam Lechavero, but the Midas, right, the attributes and characteristics; and Mirei de Brochas, whom is Seder Zrayim, that's from Seder Zrayim. Mipnei shemidabrot, what midaberet, it speaks there. Mibrochas Zrayim va'perot shamua b'seder hu, put it in that Seder of Seder Zrayim, right? V'od mipnei shehem divrei haSanhedrin, because they're the words of the Sanhedrin. Shamua b'seder hadinim, right? This is the words of Sanhedrin, the Av Beis Din, the Nasi, and the Av Beis Din, right? V'ken koch hachachamim haniskarim ad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai kulam min haSanhedrin. All of them are from the Sanhedrin. So that's what's put in here. Okay. Now, why do you need three of them? Why do you need three of them? Why is three things that become a chassid? Learn brachas by itself. Learn avos by itself. Learn nezikin by itself. Why three of them? That they say pirkei avos, that those who say nezikin, that those who say brachas. And why that order? So the Rebbeinu explained why avos and why goes with nezikin, because it's divrei Sanhedrin, right? But what about brachas? Why we start off with brachas? So the answer to this is really, there are three aspects to man. What's the three aspects to man? There's man with regards to his creator. If you want to be a chassid with regards to creator, you learn Mili de brachas. You learn the words of brachas. Why is the words of brachas? Brachas being about you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lehalel, lehodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's hachna'a, there's like how do you say hachna'a? It's a humility that you have in front of the Creator. You realize that He's the source of your bracha. He's the source of your blessing. That all your bracha comes from Him. That's what bracha means. That's how a person has to start. The beginning of piety starts with your Creator. After your Creator, then you go on to Nezikin. There's Ben Adam Lemakom, then there's Ben Adam Lechavero. Then you have to think about your fellow friend. Before you want to work on your Midas, make sure you're not damaging your friend. Make sure you're not harming him. Make sure you look after his possessions. Let's make sure for all of these things. Right? Clear? Yeah?
Check
that. That's Mile de Nezikin. A person cannot be pious and you can praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, damning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the same time harming his friend financially or not looking after his friends. That doesn't work. And then finally, in order to create, to for those things that we've learned to have a deep impression on ourselves, we have to work on our own midas. We have to work on our own understanding of self. You understand what I'm saying? And there's other aspects. These three aspects are foundations in every aspect of man's endeavor in the world. There's between him and God, his relationship between him and God, that's the Torah, that's learning Torah. And we see this in Eish Yisrael. In Eish Yisrael, the Gaon of Vilna says, there's three things which are called your wife. It's a praise of the Torah, that's the Eish Yisrael, that's a relationship between the Jewish people and God, that's through Torah, through the learning of Torah, yeah? Then there's a relationship between man and man, What's the Eshes Chal? That's your wife. Through your wife, through the relationship with your wife, you have relationships with all other people. That's between man and man. And then there's finally your relationship with yourself. That's also called your wife. That's your neshama. You and yourself, and that's against Pirkei Avos. Between you and God, that's brachas, that's Torah. Between you and man, that's you and your wife, and extends through your wife to all your children and all the people around you. That's Nezikin, right? Hopefully there won't be any Nezikin at home, right? And then, between you and yourself, between you and your neshama, that's Pirkei Avos. So when we're learning Pirkei Avos, we're learning about ourselves, our characteristics. Like this, it's really, in a sense, Jewish psychology. It's deeper. Jewish psychology is much deeper. It's not talking about psychology. It's talking about understanding our inner selves. How a person comes to real understanding of self in terms of living. So let's go back to our original question. Why here it says Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai? Should be in the beginning of Brachas. No, Brachas, we don't need to be told Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai. It's obvious. It's clear. When you make a bracha, who are you making a bracha to? Right? I mean, it's not something you, maybe something you would understand by yourself. You have to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu for what he gave you. But brachas is obviously a connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You understand that came from Sinai. Right? Nezikin, right? The laws of Nezikin, right? Those are special laws. To return an Aveda, to think, even though we could understand them, but that's Ben Aron Chavera, those are laws, right? So the truth is you do need it to be said there. It's not said there because it's more needed to said here. You might think how to conduct yourself mitzad the midas. It's not something, it's not, you don't have to conduct yourself in that way. You don't have to be so pleasant to the other people. You don't have to be so giving. But to, for a person to conduct himself properly, with proper midas, right? You might have thought, you can learn that from society. You can learn that from psychology. You can learn that from around you. No. That's divine. Here, we have to be told, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai. Here, we have to be told how we got through these things. And also, each generation, and each chacham, each rabbi of each generation, has their own way through which they taught us what's necessary in the world and what's necessary for us to be learning. You understand? What's their life teachings? Yes? Clear? So when we're learning Pirkei Avos, we're learning now, what's the life teaching of Anshei Knesset HaGedola? How we're supposed, what they taught their generation, and what is there to us to learn from it? Yeah? Now we have three things here. What are those three things? Michal. What do you think?
The three things that they mentioned?
Yeah. What are those three things telling us? Being mitunim b'din. Being wait patient in din. Why is that so important? What's that so important for everyday life? You're gonna be a dayan? You're gonna be sit on the base din? You need to know that?
Well, we're judging people all the time.
Right, exactly. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Take your time.
Not give the benefit of the doubt. It's a separate mission.
No. What I'm saying is, you know, like he was saying, take your time. Don't jump to conclusions. Just take your, you know, think clearly.
Can I have a rice cake?
Yeah. Think clearly.
Oh, I'm saying.
Think clearly. Right? Yeah? Think over what you want to say. How you think about the person, in what way you think about the person. Yeah, in what way you think about the person. Yes?
We're told that you have to treat the Talmud Chacham, like you have to give the Talmud Chacham for the benefit of the doubt or something.
Yeah, Talmud Chacham, yeah. Most, yeah. Yes, anyone who's kosher, Talmud Chacham, even if, we're going to learn that later, even if you see him doing something which seems wrong,
you're still supposed to give
a regular person.
You're still supposed to give the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Even if it's completely wrong, it's completely wrong with the Talmud Chacham, we're supposed to give the benefit of the doubt.
Right?
If you join us, you can probably teach us.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now, Let's go weiter. So let's see what the Rabbeinu Yonah has. So that's Hava Matunin Bedin, right? Okay, so let's read out what Rabbeinu Yonah has to say. Hava Matunin Bedin. We'll go back. Hava Matunin Lemorim Hora'a, to those who paskan halachas, or poskim hora'ot. Or a poskim at the din, or those who paskan the din. Amru ba yismuchu b'machshevet harishonu. Don't think what your first thought is when you paskan the halacha. Ach, b'hamtzana gdola. Says, you should wait a lot. Big wait. U'be'iyun hadak. And in thinking deeply in the thin differences. L'bal yit'u b'shikul hadas. So you won't make a mistake in your judgment. In the balance, in making a balanced judgment, ki ha'adam, the nature of man, hamemahe lehorot, the nature of a person who goes quickly to paskan to say this is what you should be doing, nikra poshe, he's a posheya. Va'af api shechashav loma emet, and even though he thought he's saying the truth, he's considered a posheya. Ein zeh shogeg, this is not considered a shogeg. Ach karov lemezid, it's close to be mezid. Who? Asher lo natan bilvavo, he didn't give in his heart. Lemo levav hanimharim lo yavin ledat, the hearts of those who are quick won't understand to know. Ki hataut, the mistake b'chol adam is matzuyhu, it's very common. V'zeo sh'amru razal, rabbi told us, havi zahir b'talmud, you should be careful with Talmud Torah. Shigigish, the shigigish Talmud ole zadon, a person comes to do things which are very wrong, it's considered amazing because it's a poshea. You have to be careful before you pass on something. Don't pass on for your memory, carefully think about it. That's with regards to Pesach, but it's also with regards to us. Like you were saying, in our normal lives, when we judge people, don't be quick. Don't go with the first thought. Go through it, think it out, judge. Come with shikul hadas, with a balanced mindset. And when you judge, think it through. Think all that's studied. Val inyan ze amar shalom alav shalom reita ish chacham be'enav. He's chacham only in his eyes. Tikful k'sil mimenu. You hope, right? Whatever, right? So basically, a person has to take his time to think about things, because he'll come to a wrong conclusion. And if you come to a wrong conclusion, you will live according to that conclusion. Your first thought, you will live according to it. So therefore you have to be careful and mitunim, and wait over your din. Yeah? So that's the first thing to thought. That's a life message. That's a message we can live our whole lives with. It's not only people who dayanim, who are rabbis, or poskim. It's for all of us. Right? Okay, the next one. What's the next one? Ve'emidu talmidim harbe. What does it mean, ve'emidu talmid harbe? Why do you need to make a lot of students? And what's it related to here? Be metunim bedin. Have a lot of students. And what's the last one? And make a siyak to the Torah. Make a fence around the Torah. You guys, we have to make a lot of talmidim.
Share your knowledge. Share. It's part of the first thing. Not thinking of not judging your fellow man. I think it'll bring you to having a lot of friends or a lot of talmidim. You look at everybody in a good eye, in an eye in total.
Oh, very good. It's very good. It's very good. Let's see what you're saying. Very. Look at Rabbeinu Yonah. It says Kadas Beis Hillel, like the Das of Beis Hillel. Ki in Shanim Beit Shammai Omrim Ein Melamdim El LeTalmid Hagon. Beit Shammai says you only teach a person who's fitting, worthy to be taught. V'tzanua, and he's humble. V'kasher, and he's fitting for it. V'Yerushamayim, he's Yerushamayim, right? Not a lot of us around.
That's
Beis Hillel. No, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, right? Right? ובית הלל אומרים מלמדים לכל אדם. You teach and all people.
You go through a lot of rocks to find a diamond. Right. That's his philosophy.
Right. לכל אדם, 100. בשביל שיצאו מהם 10. 100, because maybe you get 10 good talmidim. טובי. 10 כדי שיצאו 2. 2. 2 לפי שאינכם יודעים איזה מהם יכשר. Which one will be proper? Fitting. זה או זה, this one or this one. ואם שניהם כאחד טובי, maybe both of them. And there was a maaseh with Hillel. Shekines lekol talmidah va'amar lehem. Talmidai. My students. Yesh kan kulchem? Are you all here? Amalohen? Yes. Amalei. Echad mitalmidav. Kulam kan? Chutz mikatan shebehem. Apart from the small, the younger, youngest of them. Or the smallest in chokhma of them. Amalehem. Yevo katan. Shatid hado litneheg al yado. So the katan should come. Because the generation is going to be noheg according to him. והביאו לו רבי יוחנן בן זכאי, בואו רבי יוחנן בן זכאי, הנה, כי אין לדחות הקטנים מפני הגדולים. You shouldn't push away the young or the less חכמים in front of the bigger ones. כי הגדים נעשו תיישים. The younger ones, how you say the גדים, the small
vessels?
No, the small goats became big rams. אבל אינן זה דרשו רזל בבוקר זרד זרעך ולערב אל תנחת ידיך. אם אמרת תלמידים בבחרותך, when you're young, המד תלמידים בזקנותך. הנה כי הרבית הרבות תלמידים דבר טוב, is a good thing הוא עד מאוד, וזכות הוא לא לרב. And it's a zchus to the rav to have a lot of תלמידים. Right? Because you don't know which of your talmidim is going to come out
a diamond.
Yeah. You don't know.
It's like you don't know. It's good to have a lot of children because you don't know which one is going to sometimes.
Yeah, it's the same pasuk. The same pasuk. Eze yuchsha. Which one will hopefully they'll all be yuchsha.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Okay. You don't know which ones. You understand? So now, what was this to do with the previous statement? You were saying, because it's midas, if you look deeply into a person, when you're judging them, you will always find good. You will always give an excuse for why the person behaved. Because deep down, a person is intrinsically good. It's his outer shell that makes him do all these things. And sometimes he gives himself excuses for them. Sometimes it's, you know, you can't give up on your livelihood, you can't give up on what you're doing, right? You still have to, you know, if he owes you money or whatever it is, you still have to go to the Beis Din, you have to go and sort that out, it doesn't matter. But at the end, if he accepts the din, whoever it is, you have to see that there's a goodness. That it didn't come because he's purposely doing something, it came because of a mistake. And now his mistake is revealed. And he's living with that mistake that was revealed. People live with mistakes because we live a shallow life. We don't think about what's important. Everyone on his deathbed realizes what's important. Everyone in his eulogy, you know, everyone, you know, writes something on his, you know, on his tomb. It's all the same, more or less. He's a good husband, good father, and good to people. Nothing's there about what size house he had. Nothing's there about how many millions or didn't make or didn't make. Nothing's there of how many you know, empires he created.
It's true.
Is it about the simple things? Say again what you were saying?
Is everybody intrinsically good?
Yeah. Everyone's intrinsically... The source of a pious person is in the Shama. And the Shama is intrinsically good. You can lose, huh?
Except for Malik.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Goyim. I'm not talking about Yidden. Goyim, they are... Even a Goy, in theory, he can be Mitgaya. In
no
theory,
way.
Yeah, there are, you know, Amalek intrinsically, you have to limchot. But if you can be mitgaya, this shaykh, who is a certain sheikh, I'm not saying a goy is intrinsically good. There are certain things which are not shaykh to fix, right? But a yid is intrinsically good. He has a neshama. Even a goy has some level of neshama. So there is deep down. It's a much deeper down, but deep down there is a good there. That doesn't mean you have to wait for it to come out. It doesn't mean when you meet another person who's harming you, you don't have to defend yourself, or you don't have to, right? Oh, there's something intrinsically good there. I'm waiting for it to come out. No, you know, there's laws of how you deal with situations.
Well, let's think of it. Let's. Well, we learned that a child has only Yitzhahara until.
Yeah, because his neshama hasn't permeated him yet. But his neshama is intrinsically good. The older he gets, the more his neshama permeates him. A child always is interested in eating and sleeping, right? If we were to do that, I mean, no one would think anything good about us. But children do that. We accept that, right? A child has more of a Yitzhahara. Children are very possessive. You ever see kids, you know, a little older with their toys? They're very possessive. They won't lend out.
They're born with their hands closed.
Yeah. Yeah, but what was that? Say that again?
They're born with their hands closed. Tightly. Did you ever see that? They're born with their hands tightly, you know, bound, you know, meaning they're grabbing onto things. It's always me, 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 me.
Right.
And then when a person becomes nifter, their hands are always open.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Not always, but that's it's I forget where it's written somewhere.
It could be written. I don't know.
It's written. Yeah.
It's written. I don't know.
Because they give. Because a person when their tov comes out.
Yeah.
But this would make perfect sense because we all have a spark of Hashem in us. So Hashem is.
That's on the shaman.
Is only tov. So absolutely everything in existence has to have a spark of.
Right.
You know.
And that's what you're saying. That was you saying before, and you were saying beforehand. That what's the relationship? When you look to see the goodness in everyone, so you'll teach all the Talmidim. Because you'll be able to see inside there's something Hagun there. He'll be fitting to be taught. And you're right. It's not always a Talmud will come out. You don't know who will express that goodness that he really has. You don't know who that is. Right?
It's like silver that's been tarnished. It can be so black that when you try to buff it, you just can't get it all off. If you work hard enough, though, you can. If you work hard enough, but sometimes it takes a really, really long time. So, you know, where one piece of silver, you can rub it two or three times, and there it is, it's shiny. And so you've gotten the tov from the person. You know, you can see the tov exposed. Another person, you rub, and it's still black. And you rub, and it's still black. And black's coming off on the rags. And,
yeah. And those
similar
are,
thing.
And those are difficulties in life. Those are difficulties that everyone has in his life. And he has to overcome them, whatever they are. There's to rub off that tarnished silver. Because deep down, he's silver, he's gold.
And what are the angels? The first thing the angels do when we pass away is they shake us. They shake us to break the, you know, it's like shaking the layers of an onion, you know, to get to the core because of all the clip of it and all the garbage that's attached to us is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But you get down to the essence of the soul once you can get all the garbage that's attached to it.
Mm. I didn't know that either.
Oh, you didn't know that?
After we did Brigata Levana, the Rav goes like this. I asked him, why do you do that? He says to shake off the bad things that try to attach themselves to our clothes or to ourselves, to our neshamas, whatever.
Yeah?
Shake them off.
I didn't know that one either.
Who did that?
Rav Saig. After Brigata Levana, he says, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, and just like... Shake them off. Okay. Shake off the bad stuff.
Yeah, it's the first thing they do. I mean, they wake us up. You know, we're asleep, and you know, a person's asleep, and they're in the ground, and then the first thing they wake them up, and they. That's scary stuff. Kabbalistic, please.
How do you know that?
I don't know. It's Kabbalistic. Okay.
But it's not. It's the truth.
I don't know. All these things, I don't know. These are new things for me. Could be. I don't know. I hear that.
The first thing they do is ask us our name. That's the first thing. You're supposed to remember our name. That's why in the end of Shimon Esrei, in the back of the book, you can see, you take the first letter of your name, and there's a passage that you know, that you repeat.
I didn't know that one. Okay, let's see. Next one it says, the third one is, Vasu Siag Vatar. you should make offense to the Torah. What does that mean? How's that?
Safeguard the Torah to not, don't trespass it. So make yourself some guard, some.
Right.
Don't add to it. Don't take away from it.
Right. So what's this related to what we were talking about? Saying, be matunim, but then we can understand. You can see the depth of the person. You can see the goodness. So then, when it comes to making talmidim, right? He's speaking to the generation. You should have a lot of talmidim. You should. That means just have a positive attitude, like you were saying to people. You should teach because you see when you look deep at a person, he has a goodness that can come out, and you want to bring that goodness out. So you want to teach a talmid, you know, that good will come out, and you don't know which talmid will bring his essence out and will be muksha, will be. You know, will be a good Talmud. You can never tell. You don't know which child will bring his full potential out. You don't know who's going to be successful. Success in life means bringing out your full potential. That's what success really means, ultimately. And you don't know. So you teach all of them. You have all your children go to the proper schools. All your children, you spend your time looking after all of them. Of course you should do that. It's obvious, right? They're your Talmidim. Because you never know. Sometimes a child goes off the derech, and then later, you know, a little bit off the derech, and he comes back, and he grows from that. Teenagers often has the teenagers. Sometimes you have very good kids, and the kids, for some reason, whatever it is, something happens to them, and they go a little bit off, and then they come back. Later on, you have to be patient. It happens very much in our generation. I saw in Shimshon Pinkos was saying about, you know, all these noshrim, these people who leave partially the machaneh.
I'm sorry.
They leave like the Torah institutes, or they, you know, not necessarily stay in the yeshiva world, or they even within the yeshiva world, even within the yeshivas, they like, you know, they're learning, but they're not really learning so much.
Is it called noshrim?
Noshrim. Noshrim means there's someone who dropped. Right? Sure. A better word for it would be someone who was pushed out of the system. Right? The system doesn't cater for them. It's too stringent. It's not warm enough. It's not caring enough. You know, people are teenagers. Things happen to teenagers. He's exploring life. He doesn't understand life. You have to be patient enough with him. Especially parents. We're the worst. We're expecting our children to be born Talmidei Chachamim. You know, learning 24 hours a day. It doesn't work that way. A child learns, then all of a sudden he thinks about other things, or he does other things. We don't even know. He goes to yeshiva, he experiences a different life, right? And then he begins to think about his life. We have to be patient. Shimshon Pinkos says, he's like a ghostess. There's a row of ghosts in the Misa. If you touch a ghostess, a ghost, someone's about to die. If you touch a ghostess, right? You shouldn't be touching him because you might cause his death. Yeah? So be very careful. Leave him alone. Just be encouraging and warm and caring. That's what our function as parents are. And you try and help him out. You know, there's lots of organizations and lots of stuff like that. Right? We should do that. But we should be very careful not to judge and not to push them out. Very careful. That's the trial of our generations. And the last thing is what? Put a siag to the Torah. Put a fence around the Torah. So what does this mean?
Well, it's life.
Huh?
It's life. So you need to protect it.
It's life, so you need to protect it. That's good. So what's it related to the previous ones?
It's related to...
That's all chesed. That's all looking deeper. Mitunim b'din. Right? Teaching Talmudim harbe. You're giving of yourself to everyone. Right? Even those, because you're seeing deeply in everyone. And you see everyone who has... is hagun be'etzem, and you want to bring out their potential, right? So what's the last one? Vasu siag v'tera, kinyan shenema, ushmartim et mishmarti, guard my guardings. Kloma, asu mishmeret mishmarti, do a mishmeret mishmarti, vasiag hu dava gadol. It's something which is big. Umishubach, lasot siag v'geder l'mitzvus, to do a siag, a fence, and a geder to the mitzvus. Lebal yuchal likasher b'hem. So you won't be nichshal, you won't go against the Torah law. Right? Hayeret et v'ashem, someone who fears Hashem. Lechen ha-mekayim et ha-divrei chazal, shem siagim l'mitzvus shel Torah. The fence, the words of the Torah. Chivev ha-yira. He's it's dear to him the year, the fear of Hashem. It's more a person puts a siyag to the Torah. He has more yira than the person does the mitzvah itself. It's not a proof to the person fearing doing an avera. Like someone who guards the fences, he's careful from the beginning. He won't come to do something which is a pshia. How do you say pshia? Negligence. He does this, he doesn't keep the thing that keeps him away from Avera. Mar'elanu, he shows us, ki im yativ be'enav la'asot, if it be good in his eyes to do a mitzvah, ayireh be'enav im yifshaba, the frot parrot, and to go across the Torah. Lo chashash, he will not worry with the Yira. Uporetz geder yishkenu nachash. Someone who goes against the tekanas of the rabbis, you know, it'll like a nachash. You know, it's an eris. You don't feel it in the beginning. You don't feel the venom of a snake. Then little by little, it enters you and it overcomes you completely. That's how the Yitzhar doesn't tell you to do something which is completely wrong. Tells you, you don't have to do this thing which is midrabanan. You don't have to do this little thing. And then it'll grow and grow and grow. From this little thing, you come to do much worse of errors. We call mitzvahs kulam paparot eleha. Right? וזהו שאמר מדרש כי תובן דודך מיין חביבים דברי ספר מיין של תורה. Because if a person doesn't keep the דרבנן, that means he's not frightened of doing a vera. He's not frightened of doing a vera. He doesn't have yirat shemayim. If he doesn't have yirat shemayim, even though he does the positive commandments, he might have ava. The ava without yira is not fitting. There has to be a yira. So basically what we're explaining here is the two things we're saying, look deeply. Look deeply and see the goodness of people. That's a tchun of ava, a tchun of chesed. But chesed by itself has to come with yira. It can't be that you keep the Torah, right, and you see everything that's good and everything that's right, and you see the depth of things, yes, but at the same time, yeah, and at the same time, what are we saying here? At the same time, you have to also have a siyag to the Torah. You have to be careful of doing avaris. What's your mind? So the Ramban says the mitzvah of chesed, the chesed in the mitzvah is the positive commandments, and the yira is the lotar says is the negative commandments. The Gaon Mevilna says sur mira, to leave the shai olamot, this 310 spiritual worlds. From those 310 spiritual worlds, 300 of them are lotar, says, are the negative commandments. 10 of them are the positive. Yeah. We have to be so careful with Yirat Shemayim, so careful for not doing the wrong thing. Because only through not being protective of ourselves, through the Yirat Shemayim, a person can come to the higher level of Avas Hashem. Yes, what's your question?
What are the other 10?
No, it's 10 spiritual worlds. Not 10 commandments. 10 spiritual worlds. 300 spiritual worlds. 310 spiritual worlds. There's 310 spiritual worlds. Shai Olamot, right? And 300 of them we get through not doing the wrong things. And only 10 we get through these positive things.
What are those
10
positive
things? No, not 10 positive, 10 spiritual worlds. All the positive commandments, all the negative commandments.
See, it would make perfect sense because we're in a world of tumor.
Yeah, we have to separate ourselves.
You've got to separate yourselves from the tumor.
Yeah. As a separate
to get to the Torah.
Yeah. Because it's Sumerah Vasetov. But no one would have thought the Sumerah has such a difference. The Sumerah has 300 spiritual worlds as opposed to 10 spiritual worlds. So without Yira, a person can't come to a real Ahava. What's the Ahava of a son if he doesn't behave even like he's no Hachna'ah? There's no real acceptance of the will of the king. He's not an Eved. The king. So sometimes he does the will of the king. Sometimes when he wants to. Sometimes he has feelings for the king. When he doesn't have feelings, he does whatever he wants. That's Ava. That's not Ava, that's Ava Satsmi. When I like the mitzvahs, when I like the king, I'll do what the king wants. When I don't, I won't. That's not real Ava. That's Ava, that's love of self. Love your own desires. It's not even real Ava. But when you don't do things that you want to do because of the king, and you show Ava to the king, and you want to do the mitzvahs, and you want to be have the kirva, you want to be, that's real Ava. Then the Ava is real Ava. You understand the difference? Yeah? It's clear? So that's basically the Mishnah here. So we understand now the first Mishnah. So is there any questions? We'll go back to anything? So now, let's go back. There's three things. Being careful in din. That means when you judge someone, don't judge them on their first thoughts. Think deeply. See the goodness in a person. See where he's coming. See, it's really a mistake. Because deeply, if the person understood where he was going wrong, he would change. He just doesn't understand, for whatever reasons are.
It's like, again, you have somebody that won't, a man that won't give a get.
Yeah, very good. There's a Rambam. The Rambam is very good. The Rambam says, you should be makyoto achiyame rotsani, because the deep will of a person is to the rotsan of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's not considered a get has to be given with the rotsan of the husband. Has to have his rotsan. So it can't be his rotsan if by beating him.
They're forcing him into it.
Forcing him. So it means his real rotsan is his, that he wants to do the rotsan of Hashem. That's a real rotsan of every person. That's a very good, it's a very good riot. So that's the first one. The second one is have a lot of talmidim. Or a lot of children. It's the same thing. Children is your talmidim. It means give over of yourself to everyone, because you should be able to see the goodness in people, so you can be able to give even to someone who doesn't seem so hagun, doesn't seem so proper at first look, but give over to him. Yeah? Because you don't know who's going to succeed in the end. And be patient also in your giving over, because even our own children, and usually we're the fault for our own children, even our own children, we can make mistakes with them. Our expectations can be too high. Or even if in the past the expectations were normal, then later on it changes. You have to be mature, you have to be understanding. You have to understand that your children are also teenagers. They're also they also go through difficulties. We also went through difficulties in our lives. Right? We were so simple. Right? And the third thing, what's the third thing? Make a siyak to the Torah. Separate yourself from the Torah, from the laws of the Torah. Make a siyak, make a getter to the Torah. Why make a getter to the Torah? Because that shows Yira Chamayim. Ava without Yira is worthless. But it's not really Ava, it's Ava's Atzmi. You're doing what you want, you're not doing what the Creator wants. You understand? Okay, so that's that. That's the end of the first Mishnah. We want to do another Mishnah? We'll go on to the second one? We'll